All right, cut, cut, cut. This is pathetic. This is dumb. But this is the Neon Tarantino, the Zubaz Zemeckis, Bebe Abrams himself, the greatest director in all of professional wrestling, Derek the Director. And you're listening to Wrestling Chairs. So you like, subscribe, leave a good comment, 5 stars, whatever you want. Because Wrestling Chairs is my favorite podcast in all of Burleyville.
Taking your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. That troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name. You wanna go where you can see that troubles are all the same. You wanna go where everybody knows your name.
And welcome back to Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially when your name is Felicia. This is Wrestling Chairs. We like to talk about things going on in the Northeast Ohio independent wrestling scene. We preview shows, we review shows, and sometimes we even have interviews along the way. This is a preview episode for this Friday's AIW show, Keep Their Heads Ringing, which will be at the Odeon in Cleveland, Ohio. I am your host. I am Heavy Set, also known as Justin Summers, and Wrestling Cheers is brought to you by the Trending Topics Network, Midwest Territory, and Key on Sports. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. You can find us on all your social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose, a desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com, and we have the merch store over at WhatAManeuver.net. Like I said, this is a preview episode for AIW Keep Their Head Ringing, or Heads Ringing, I should say, and this is the annual rap show every single year where all the matches are fought under Compton rules, which means there's no rules, which means there'll be weapons. Speaking of weapons, we have Caden.
Hello, I have weapons.
Probably.
We'll see.
Why probably? Why did you say on Facebook you will probably have weapons?
I don't know. Just maybe get people to come to the show, see what I brought.
Probably. Like, I don't understand the probably. That's like saying we're probably going to have an episode this week. Nothing.
Hey, I might not feel like making anything this time.
That's a lie.
Might just show up.
That's a lie. You bring weapons to 2 shows a year, guaranteed. That's not counting the other shows that you happen to also bring weapons to, too.
It just happened to, because I feel like making things hardcore matches.
Why do you want to see people die?
Eric Ryan.
Is that your goal? You want to see Eric Ryan die?
He's going to do that himself at this rate.
That's true. He doesn't really need your help.
Same thing with Matthew Justice.
Good God. Also on this episode, we got Rick.
How are you? I was in the parking lot on the way in. I saw a pickup truck full of fucks. Caden, did you come in that one? That'd be like 50,000 of those mofos in the back of that thing.
I did nothing with that one.
If Eric Ryan ends up being on this show, you know how we throw like stuff in for certain wrestlers? What if we just threw in forks?
That's an idea.
It's a bad idea.
Well, let's not do that.
It's not as bad as my wig idea for Dr. Dan.
Where's the wig?
I thought that would be funny, but everybody said it wasn't. So
I thought it was like a mop head.
I'm just trying to find a way to find a bunch of like cheap wigs, like Chinese cheap wigs. You just throw them in there. But it doesn't have the same nice effect as toilet paper. And toilet paper is also cheaper.
Can you make a wig out of toilet paper?
I don't know, Caden, can you?
If it would explode, Caden could.
He's like,
figure that one out.
Can I put barbed wire in it and light tubes?
Hey, I might have light tubes this Friday. You never know. Not sure if that's technically allowed, but I was given permission.
What if, for like Eric Ryan, okay, the fork idea is a bad idea. What if we threw in light bulbs?
That might be just as bad of an idea.
I would say light tubes, but I'm just Can you picture a bunch of people throwing in light tubes?
Yeah, that ended very bad.
I've seen the way they throw toilet paper. It would not be advisable to do that.
People know.
Even the toilet paper doesn't exactly end well.
That's true. Half the time people throw it too early.
Even though we've done this how many times now?
We've done it for years.
People still can't figure out when to throw it.
Anyway, so we got this crazy fucking stat card. Just, good God. We were talking before the official recording, and the weakest match on the card is KTB, Danhausen, Linden, and M-Dog, but it's nothing against them. Like,
it's not a dig at that whatsoever.
That's still going to be a fun fucking match, but good God, some of these are going to be hard-hitting.
Just say how stacked the rest of this card is.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to our normal previewing format where we preview three matches, and then we will get into a picks for all the matches straight down the line. And let's start with the most recently matched announced, and that is To Infinity and Beyond versus the Philly Marino Experience for the AIW Tag Team Championships. And PME has been on the rise for the past fucking year and a half, 2 years, ever since they debuted in AIW, bit by bit, getting more popular, more over, hottest tag team in a long time, going up against the champions. And, you know, PME kind of got screwed out of winning the titles recently. Could this be the night that they win? What do you think about this match, Caden?
I would like to see new tag champions.
Come on, you are the biggest To Infinity and Beyond fan. You are telling me that between this and Toy Story this year, this is the greatest year ever.
4+ years of them teaming together. No more.
I mean,
no more.
They haven't been champions the whole time.
It feels like it.
They got beat by Twins. They got beat by Hot Sauce Entertainment. They got beat by Hot Sauce Entertainment.
They got beat by Hot Sauce Entertainment.
On a side note, what was it? They added like some new shows to IWTV, and
you just go to Absolute to get 20 days free.
Sure, if I got a kickback from that, or if we got a kickback from that, but oh yeah, the definitely use that one. That's what I use. Something that had Hot Sauce Entertainment on it, and I was just like, I miss these guys. I miss them so much. I understand.
One has a contract and one's in Canada.
Yeah, that's sad. But they were just together. And then right there with them, fucking To Infinity and Beyond all the time.
That wasn't even the whole thing. Because that went on for how long? Like 6 months?
Didn't they have back-to-back matches at Absolution?
They were supposed to.
And then I think the was the last time for Tyson Dukes.
No, he wasn't there.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the second one, like, that was the last, like, I meant strike for him.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I meant by last one, my bad.
Dom replaced him.
Yeah, that would have been a great tag team, too. That didn't really last.
Then they beat each other up a couple times.
And then one of them became champion.
Then he got a contract, and now he's gone.
But, yeah, I mean, To Infinity and Beyond, I hate to say it, because I love Colin. But
I wanted them as a tag team. I can't pretend that I legitimately hate them. They're a very good tag team. But this constant title reign is annoying. I just want to see someone different as tag champs and have it stay that way for more than 3 months.
What do you think about this match, Rick?
I don't know if either one of you saw the most recent promo that Philly and Marino just put out referencing this match. But I'm going to have to agree with Philly Collins in this one, where he just simply says, fuck you, Colin and Cheech, because the boys are tired of getting screwed over. Boys are tired of getting passed by. They're ready for their time. They're ready for their recognition. They're as sick of Colin and Cheech as the rest of us are. And the good times and good vibes thing goes so far. I think they're just ready to blow up Colin, blow up Cheech, get rid of them, you know, put them on the shelf for a while and take their belts. And I'm hoping that that happens at the rap show. Anything goes, you know, you could go an eye for an eye with dirty garbage wrestling tricks that good old Cheech and Colin like to use. And Cheech, you need to bring that shirt for Pat.
You said that you were going to, according to him, but
bring that RVD shirt.
We'll see if it actually happens.
This would be the show to do it to. Have it be the rap show.
He'd probably wear it to the ring like a dickhead.
He did last year.
God damn it, I'm sick of Colin and Cheech.
I'm fine with Colin and Cheech, but me, like, I could deal with them as not being tag team champions. I think that's...
Oh, I friggin' love Colin and Cheech. I'm so sick of Colin and Cheech. I'm being hard to read.
Like, if they stayed around and, like, still tagged, but just weren't, you know, going for the title, it's, like, not necessarily the exact
same. They just weren't tag champs.
Yeah, like, I would liken it to the fact that most of the time I was AIW fan, I rarely seen Gargano in a absolute title match because he had kind of surpassed it. So he was in other matches, working with other wrestlers. Can we get the same thing with Colin and Cheech? Like, I love them, but...
They don't need the belts 24-7.
No, Colin can be in the J-Lit and Cheech can go find Cloudy.
He's somewhere up in New York, I believe.
Does he still wrestle?
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? Go find him. And on the way back, grab your shirt. Bring it to Pat. Son of a bitch.
I'd figure Caden cared because that was one of his biggest rivalries.
Hey, man. Cloudy's actually a real good wrestler. I'd love to see him back at AIW.
What was it? Cloudy?
Brent Bags.
That's what was the next one on my list.
It all started with Ethan Page, actually. A little fun fact.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, I probably brought a sign and he didn't like it and yelled at me.
Oh, yeah. I mentioned it before. Remember?
Since I've been going to AIW for 7 years, right around the time of this recording.
That's true. I think I'm about 7.5.
Yeah, you were a couple months ahead of me on that.
About 6. I was, hell on earth.
Exactly 6 months.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I don't know what more I could say about tag title match. I really wanted to be PME, but I do kind of forget, too, that these are going to have the Compton Rolls match.
Yeah, we don't know how that's going to play into a lot of these.
What if he just had a bunch of tag teams come out and help PME win?
This turns into the four-way scramble for the belts.
Oh, God, we haven't had that in forever. Maybe I'm missing something about...
We just did.
What?
Mania weekend?
No, not that. That's not what I meant. I meant...
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, this match is scheduled between these two people, and then other people come out, and it's like, well, they're added to the match now, too.
That's 2011 era.
I think the last time we seen it was 2012,
roughly.
Facade versus Colin, and I think Fontaine came out, or somewhere
that was Gauntlet 2012, I think.
Yes.
Or Rap Show 2012, excuse me.
Was it Rap Show?
Yep.
Yes, you are correct, because... if you go back and watch that, I think I've mentioned it, watch what Fontaine says right before he leaves. It's like a precursor, a teaser to what's going to happen with his character going into J-Lit when he invents the old wrestling character. And even the early day of the old wrestling character, it...
were really fun.
Yeah, like even early on, like when he debuted in 2012, like he still had more work to do to it, but still great.
He wasn't doing that ever.
No.
It was like an AIW exclusive type thing.
AIW and then old, I think when...
Once that launched.
I think when Prime shut down, that was the end of the Megastar.
Still sad about that.
Oh, me too. That's why I love him. Anyway, let's get into the next
one. There's my random AIW knowledge that I'm always good for.
Trust me, we miss when you're not even on the episode for an interview. Frickin' Ryder Reed called you out wondering when you were for knowing that certain facts or something. I believe it was Ryder Reed. I can't remember. It's all blending together. Anyway.
I'm useless wrestling encyclopedia.
The youngest
useless... I'm not good for anything else outside of wrestling.
The youngest useless wrestling encyclopedia. Let's move on to the intense title match. Joshua Bishop versus Matthew Justice in the upset that some of us didn't necessarily see coming at Gauntlet for the Gold. Joshua Bishop is the new AIW Intense Champion.
Told you. Where's my money?
It's in the mail.
Call these things. I know how AIW works. Actually started booking it. Run the company.
So, Caden, what demonic devices do you have prepared for this match?
Stuff. You'll see.
Because if if any match on this card was going to have weapons, this is the top. I'd say top three, maybe top one. But I have two others.
Top one, easily.
Ooh, top one, okay. I also kind of had Donst and Dom, maybe.
Maybe. That'll probably just be chairs.
Maybe.
Yeah, these two are going to do or die. Their last match was very calm in comparison to what this is going to be.
Oh, do you already know?
Yeah, it's a show where it's just straight up no disqualification, and fans are encouraged to bring weapons.
Or a fan is encouraged to bring many weapons.
We don't ever give Russell credit, do we?
No. Which one of you is more sick?
Hey, Russell brings tap bats, and he gets credit for poppers being a thing now.
True. True.
He's the indie-rific explosion bat. which was a last-minute idea, because we couldn't bring stuff that made wrestlers bleed to a show.
What was it?
Let's blow people up instead.
You've had tacks, you've had poppers, bottle caps, obviously light tubes. That's a pretty big one.
Debuting something else.
Jesus.
Something that should never be involved with wrestling.
Lighter fluid and fire?
Oh, I know, that's a given that should be involved with wrestling. Keep that very far away.
Tell that to Joshua Bishop. Speaking of this match, Joshua Bishop.
No lighting people on fire, Bishop. You've no justice, will probably just go with that.
Oh, God.
Don't actually light people on fire, please.
Okay. Will fire be in this match? We have recently both competitors have used or attempted to use fire.
Oh, boy. I didn't even think of that. Ooh.
What do you think, Rick?
No fire. For the love of God, no fire.
Why not?
Fire's not good.
Because I don't want to be in one of these little concert clubs when somebody decides to light the damn place on fire and all of a sudden we're great white and all over the place. It's no. Stop. If you saw the video of John, the Ethan Page took of John Thorne's face at Russell Raver when the table got lit on fire, he said, well, we just lost another venue. We got Jay lit at the Odeon, so we have to be on our best behavior on Friday, so we get to keep Jay lit right where it's at.
True.
These guys don't need fire. Caden's got enough. Caden's got.
I'm going to cause us to lose the venue.
He's got tacks and forks and turkey basters. This guy's got everything.
This is my fault if we lose the venue. Blame me.
Yeah, syringes and
I don't like syringes.
He's got some of those catheter things and
gonna go full Mountie and bring the cattle prod.
Oh my gosh.
Just call Onita. Set up an exploding ring. Let's go.
I don't know what's wrong with you, but whatever it is.
If you want to blame someone, blame Laporta. Since he doesn't bring weapons anymore. Someone's gotta take his spot.
No. No one has to. You chose
yes,
to.
Yes, someone has to.
You chose to.
I think Justice and Bishop can think of enough things to do to each other without a plethora of weapons. Justice is the Satan's champion, so Caden's going to show up with a pitchfork.
Satan's champion needs fire.
Yeah, that's true. Oh.
Carefully, might actually kill someone now. That's how he won the belt. Murdered someone, then pinned a man.
Any more thoughts on this match? This match is going to...
It's going to be dumb. In all of the right reasons.
Yeah, if you're in the front row, just public service announcement.
Just get your things and move.
Get out of the way. Get out of the way.
Unless you're me and you're dumb and just don't move.
Yeah, you're in danger.
I caught that to Justice last year. It wasn't a fun time. I just have a fear of Matthew Justice, man.
Because that was at what, Jaylit?
Yes.
Night one. Night two, whenever we got into, he almost got into one of those spots, you just got up and was like, nope.
I still do that. We're not doing this anymore. You're not a small man. Don't try to dive onto me, please.
It's fun.
I'm very breakable still.
Who knows? Justice might take after Janela punching fans at the last event. You might be high up on the list there, Caden. You better watch yourself.
I signed up for this. I sit front row.
Yeah. We've all taken our bumps and bruises sitting in front row. And the longer you're in front row, the more likely something's going to happen. I think
it's a little bit of a badge of honor. Caden has his get kicked in the face moments. Heavyset, I know, yeah, you've gotten kicked in the face by people before, right?
I've had a couple. I don't know if it was kicked in the face. The one that I remember clearly was Candice LeRae doing a crossbody to Joey Janela right in front of me, and I have a video And it's like you see it, like the boot hit me right in the chest. She felt sorry about it later. I'm like, it's fine. I was just committing to get the video, and I paid for it.
Our entire group is like, oh god, we just lost Summers.
He's gone again. I still have my fucked up toe from when Joey Janela landed on me and broke it at when he wrestled Laredo. Oh my gosh. That fucking night sucked.
So yeah, if you sit in front row, if you're listening to this and you haven't done it, head on the swivel. I think one of my favorite ones, Kevin, one of the front row fans, this was back in Turner's Holiday. He was like bending over to like pick something up out of his bag, and somebody, I don't remember the match or nothing, but someone came towards the guardrail, and the guardrail hit his head. Like, that sucked. It's fun to laugh about now because it's obviously he's fine. But at the time it was like, oh shit, you might got a concussion. Like, shit.
Like, I remember that actually. Oh. Yeah, steel guardrails aren't fun.
No. Imagine if AIW had no guardrails. There was one of those companies that decided to do that.
Yeah, it's better we have them because alcohol reasons.
Oh, Mania. Mania was bad enough sitting in the front row.
Yeah.
With all those friggin' maniacs going on the big stage. It was terrifying.
I was watching all of them. Eh, someone's going to get in the ring.
Yeah, if they did that, somebody would probably want to get the ring, because you don't have to worry about jumping a guardrail when the guardrail's not there. Instead, you just try to climb in the ring.
It's, yeah, too accessible.
Trust me, don't do it. You'll hit your kneecap on the side of the ring. It sucks. We've done that plenty of times. It's not fun.
All right, let's get into our third match we're going to preview, and we're sticking with title matches because, hey, all three.
They're all real good.
Well, that and all three title matches are on the card. We have the AIW Absolute title match. Filthy Tom Lawler with his first title defense versus Mance Warner.
This is a fantastic first title defense.
Until now, I forgot that this is going to be Compton Rules. You're going to have the Duke ringside. The fuck's going to happen? What do you think, Rick?
Hopefully at some point in the match, Tom Lawler will get his hands on the Duke, because we all want to see that. Because fuck the Duke. Nobody likes that guy.
But he can't fuck him up too bad because he has somewhere to be on Saturday.
No, I'm okay with it. He can come limping into that place. Mance is completely over with the AIW faithful. I mean, we freaking love Mance. And I would venture to say that most of us freaking love Lawler as well. It's kind of interesting because it's one of these ones where Mance can wrestle you and Mance can do the crazy shit. Like, the Nick Gage, the breaking light tubes, the stapling your face to somebody else's knee or whatever the hell that stuff all was. We've seen Lawler do some crazy stuff with Dom, but he's more of a, use himself as a weapon kind of guy, where he'll wrap his arms around your neck and squeeze until your head pops like a zit. So I don't know what style we're going to see. I don't know if we're going to see Lawler use weapons. I don't know if we're going to see Mance try to wrestle him. So it's a big question mark to me, but it's going to be friggin' fantastic.
What do you think, Caden?
I see this one more turning into just a fight, and it's going to be fun. Don't get me wrong. But again, there's a factor of the weapons, too, and there's also the Duke factor, which has been brought up. Mance is coming off the momentum of beating Kingston at Gauntlet, which, if you want to count this, he's technically the first person outside of Otani to beat Kingston in the last year. So that's something to look at. But yeah, this will be a war.
And rightfully so, with these two fucking competitors. Filthy Tom is just that dude who is a downright badass, and he's been an AIW faithful his whole time.
And he hasn't been here as long as you'd think.
What, we're at 2-3 years? Two?
2 years. That's not really that long, if you want to think about it.
Yeah, 2 years as champion. Well, I mean, 2 years and then becoming champion. Who else has taken that fucking road? Ethan Page?
Page and Donst are the only two that I can think of.
Yeah. I think The only other, because I'm just thinking of like previous Absolute Champions, and I'm not even counting the other ones. Like, yeah, you could be in within your first year or so, maybe when one of the other ones with the Absolute. I even think Alexander, it was a while. What about we just talked about him, Hot Sauce, but that one I think I was a little bit over 2 years.
Yeah, I was closer to three, I think. Yeah, that was.
Or maybe even longer, because he was tagging for a while too. Like,
yeah, I was about to say, that was, he didn't win the belt till last year.
Mm-hmm.
He debuted in 2015.
So yeah, that would have to be just Donst and Page, which, I mean, that's good company to be in. That's, I mean, well, you title reigns for those two. Those are like two of the most.
They're both three time, I think.
See, this is where we need the other encyclopedia, Wadsworth.
I'm going to fact check myself here. Hold on a second.
But
I'm pretty sure it is three, but I just need to fact check.
Kind of going back to what you were saying, Rick, the thing is about, like, Mance, he's been over as fuck since day one and coming into AIW. Like, I'll never forget the show that he debuted in. He was over almost instantly, and it's been the same ever since.
Mance gets over wherever he goes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen a bad reaction to Mance Warner anywhere on any of these indies, or hell, even MLW, you know, where people may or may not know who he is. He's over everywhere. He deserves it. I mean, Mance is freaking great.
Mance is, I would probably say top, I'm going to say just the one I'm thinking about, like top three. There might be more, but top three, like, instantly loved wrestlers. And I'm putting I'm putting him up there with Space Monkey, and as a tag team, putting them as one is PME. I've never seen a bad, like, PME is the one in particular that I've seen them debut in two different markets besides AIW, and people just fell in love with them instantly. So I don't think that happens many places, especially AIW, because there's been a lot of times when this has been talked about where, like, Caden, do you remember when Josh Alexander debuted, and it was kind of like, we don't know if we like you or hate you.
It was just like, yay.
Yeah, well, it's like, show us what you got. And then
like that first match, because I rewatched that show recently, Point Break.
Yeah.
It was just kind of like this nice golf clap type reaction for him.
Yeah. And then I think at the end of the match, like, he proved himself. It's like, all right, cool, this guy's awesome. Like, clap. Oh, Ethan Page, too. I hate to use those two together because, you know, how connected they are. But
they debuted within, like, 3 or 4 months of each other.
Yeah, but I'm saying with Ethan Page, it was just kind of the same thing. Him coming out, Girls Night Out show, pre-show match against Eric Ryan. Yeah, let's say against Eric Ryan. Match was what, announced the day before or the day of?
I think day before.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
That's before I started following, really, so I can't tell you about the match announcement.
But he was another dude. Like, instantly, was like, okay, we'll see what you got. He came out with a lot of confidence. And by the end of the match, like, my look where he's at now, it's with AIW. Fucking well-loved, and it's gone on from there.
On a related note, I was correct. Both Donst and Egan are three-time Absolute Champions.
And that's the most.
Yet no one else is really even close.
Everybody's a one?
One, or Eric Ryan is a two.
Okay. So, Filthy Tom Lawler and Mance Warner. It's going to be a fun one. I'm going to be tired as fuck by the time that match goes on. But fun nonetheless. All right, we're going to go into a quick commercial break and be right back, and we're going to go over the rest of the card.
Are you tired of the same old pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on Powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 4,000 hours of the best pro wrestling events from over 110 of the biggest names in the industry from over 15 countries around the globe. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
So let's start off with the first match announced. Lucha Brothers versus the boys from Jollyville, the Jollyville Fuckets, Nasty Russ. I almost want to call him Nasty Nate. But Nasty Russ and T-Money. Good God. This is definitely one of those shows that you start off with a bang. We knew the Lucha Brothers were going to be in a match, and you would just announce it against the Fuckets. This, you talk about brutal. And the last time we seen Pentagon Jr. in AIW was one of my favorite openings of a match ever. He comes out, and then he waits by the entrance for Ray Rowe to come out, and he kicks his ass, and it's just nothing but a fight from there on. So now we're getting the tag team. So this is going to be fun. Who do you got winning it, Rick?
all Lucha Brothers coming in. They're those boys are all over the place. They got the big old fat contracts. They're gonna be the winners.
How about you, Caden?
Yeah, it's easy to say Lucha Brothers are winning, but Jollyville is going to have a fantastic match with them. I'm excited about this one. I'm glad to see Phoenix getting a shot in AIW finally. Not putting that like he's new or anything, but I'm glad he's coming with Pentagon this time.
Yep. I'm going to have to go with Lucha Brothers, too. I think there's no way you lose a match 1 week before Double or Nothing. Next up, we have what's going to be a really interesting match. MJF, Maxwell Jacob Friedman, versus Josh Prohibition. Who do you got winning this, Caden?
You can go with Prohibition. He's on his kind of like a return run now after being off. Just not wrestling for quite a while.
How about you, Rick?
I see it the other way. MJF has the X Factor and a gentleman named Big Twan Tucker, who is now taking the bodyguard role of MJF over in AIW. And I think with Compton rules, that means 2-on-1. So MJF gets the win.
I love both of these guys. But MJF is kind of an old man beating tour. So I think he's going to win J-Pro. Next up, we have KTB versus Danhausen versus Lewis Linden versus M-Dog, Matt Cross. I'm going to start off this one. I'm going to go KTB. Who do you got, Rick?
I was going to go KTB as well, but I think we should spread out our money on this one a little bit. I'm going to take Matt Cross then. Cross, you know, took the loss to Prohibition. This might be something for him to prove. So we'll go Matt Cross.
How about you, Caden?
I'm going with Danhausen.
I was going to pick Danhausen, but I don't know. KTB, that was between
and
the two.
And the last time we all picked three different people in a four-way, the one we didn't pick won.
So congrats, Lewis Linden, on winning the match. Next up, we have Tim Donce versus Dominic Guarini. This is a match that we almost talked about, and I'm looking forward to this one. I don't know the last time I said I was looking forward to a Tim Donce match, but Donce versus Greeny, I'm going to go Greeny. Who do you got, Caden?
I'm going to go with Greeny. This is going to be a wrestling match, 100%. Forget the no DQ thing. They're just going to wrestle.
So Dom is wrestling?
Yep.
Who do you got?
Write that one down.
Who do you got, Rick?
Under Compton rules, Dominic needs to put some damn shoes on because there's going to be enough stuff that Caden's already got in the ring at this point that he's going to need to avoid. That notwithstanding, I'm going to take Dominic.
Next up, we have Nick Gage versus Eddie fucking Kingston. If you want to know our in-depth thoughts on this match, go back to the last preview episode where we previewed this match and, well, it didn't happen because Nick Gage was at a wedding. So instead of getting it then, we get it now. We get it under Compton rules. So
we get it under someone might actually die.
I'm going to go with Eddie Kingston. Who do you got, Rick?
I do not bet against the king. Therefore, I will take Nick Gage.
I mean, they're both kings.
You have to specify which one.
The king, Nick Gage. Hey. Not the Eddie. That whole thing.
The Mad King?
Mad King, yes, sure.
King of Diamonds, whatever, King.
King of running children over with his car.
Who do you got, Caden?
I'm going to go with Kingston. Get him on a little bit of a roll again before Absolution.
Next up, the AIW Tag Team Championship match. To Infinity Beyond versus the Philly Marino Experience. Until I'm wrong, To Infinity Beyond wins. LOL. Caden?
Yeah, sure.
So who's that?
Hope to see new tag champs, but doubt it.
How about you, Rick?
Fuck you, Colin and Cheech. PME win.
Next up, we have Joshua Bishop versus Matthew Justice for the AIW Intense title, a rematch from last month. I'm going to continue on with the reign of the new champion, Joshua Bishop. And of course, we got to point out too that there's a new graphic for Joshua Bishop. And what do you got, Caden?
Yeah, Bishop's retaining. He's not going to lose this fast. Just back to Justice. They're going to kill each other for a couple more months.
Who you got, Rick?
It's all about the X Factor. Maserati West Barkley helping Bishop to retain.
Next up, we have Filthy Tom Lawler versus Mance Warner for the AIW Absolute Championship. I got to go with Filthy Tom. Who do you got, Rick?
Well, I am going to... I mean, I don't want to pick against Tom Lawler, but I think it's all going to come down to Eddie Kingston at Absolution taking on Mance Warner for the title. So I'm gonna say Mance pulls the upset here.
Who you got, Caden?
I'm saying Lawler retains. It'd be fantastic if Mance wins. I'm not going to complain about that one because Mance is a star, but don't see it happening.
All right, that's, I believe, we got all the matches. Yeah, that's the pick, all the picks for this Friday's show. Keep their heads ringing from AIW this Friday, May 17th, 7:30 bell time at the Odeon. And, yeah, this is going to be all the matches are under Compton rules. Any final thoughts or last-minute plugs about the show or whatever? Start with Caden.
Nothing different than usual. Just at KVR216 on whatever social media you use or care to follow me on. I make cool wrestling gifts sometimes.
How about you, Rick?
We are going to have some fun at AIW on Friday. We are going to have some fun at UXWA on Saturday. We're going to watch Matt Justice beat the living hell out of the Duke. Caden is going to be there to live GIF all of the carnage of Matt Justice beating the living hell out of the Duke. So that'll
be fun. There will be footage of it.
Yes. We'll get to see Manders for the first time. Heavyset's excited about the one called Manders. You can listen to our brand new podcast, myself and Mr. Razor Sharp, at UXWA today. We're on some of the podcast stuff and not all of it yet. And I'm not very good at podcasting, but I thank you all for your time regardless.
And, of course, you can find myself at Heavyset330 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, much like you can find the show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. Email, if you so choose to desire, WrestlingCheers@gmail.com. And we have the merch store over at whatamaneuver.net. Please rate, review, and subscribe if you ever listen to this fine podcast, whether it be Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com. Check out our friends on the Trending Topics Network, such as All Beer Inside, Eurovision Showcase, Old School at the Movies, and Wrestling with Altitude. Check out our other podcasting friends, such as Pod Van Dam, Super Fantastic Podcast, Road Home from Wrestling, Kick Out at 2, The Indie Stash, The Indie Cast, Indie Stash, whatever, Center Stage, So Bros Network, Big Gold Belt Podcast, Spotlight Series, and I've Got Your 5 Stars. Check out our other non-podcasting friends such as Thrift Store Jobber, The Savage Dash, Set Tap Photo, Powerslam.tv, use Wrestling Cheers all one word and get your first month free, Ringside Shots Photography, Sickening Pictures, Wrestle Void, Key on Sports, Stay Tough, Midwest Territory, Southern Underground Pro, and the official graphic designer of Wrestling Cheers, Moy Boy Designs. That will do it for us here on Wrestling Cheers, where everybody knows your name, especially when you're the one that brings all the weapons. Later.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you got. Taking a break from all your worries sure would help a lot.
Would you like to get away?
Sometimes you want to go where everybody.
Yeah!